Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
My people, it's been a while. Honestly, it's been a while. It's been a very, very long while. I just came back to UK, went to my father's land, Nigeria of all countries. I went, I saw, I conquered, and I came back with a lot of nostalgic feelings about my beloved country called Nigeria. It's a mixed feelings. I saw the good, I saw the bad, and I also saw the ugly. But all in all, we are striving. All in all, we are moving. All in all, the paradigm is shifting. And to God be the glory, despite all the setbacks, despite all the shortcomings, Nigeria is still standing. Despite all the misgivings, despite all the criticisms, Nigeria is still standing. And in the last couple of weeks, we have had cause to celebrate Nigeria. We have had cause to celebrate ourselves as a people through the AFCON 2025. Today's program is dedicated to AFCON 2025, and we're going to be talking a lot about that particular game called football. What it means to our people, what it brings to our people, what it holds in our people, how it unites our people. Football is life, some people would say. Football is love, some people will say. Football is all about what we stand for, what we hold dear to our heart. It's still ongoing. We're going to be talking a lot. This is Tayo Mustafa, otherwise called Marshall, on your numero uno, Radio Africana, your number one Afrobeat radio station based in Manchester, United Kingdom. Happy New Year, my people. It's been a while. Emi wa shopo dun na gode. Kedu odema. Yes, we are back today, and we have come with a lot of fresh goodies for this year. Trust me. It's going to be a very different ball of game this year. We are pepping it up. We are popping it up. We are pushing it up. Innovations are coming in, dimensions are coming in. We're going to be doing a lot of things together this year, in the mighty name of God. Now, still in the mood of the AFCON 2025, unfortunately, we crashed out at the semi-finals. That was a big blow. Our boys did their best, please. Don't condemn them. They did. They put everything in there. It's easier for us to sit down in the corner of our rooms, in the corner of our sitting rooms, taking our trophy, taking our red wine and criticizing. But once you get on that field of play, it's a different ball game entirely. So our boys, they put everything in there. They did. Unfortunately, we crashed. Chukwueze has been dragged all over the social media. We all have our bad days. I think it's just one of his bad days. We all have our bad days. Chukwueze has been a fantastic player for both his club and for Nigeria. So you can't take that away from him. So if he has had a bad day on that day, please don't kill him. Please don't condemn him. He is still our own Chukwueze. He's still one of the best players we have in the Super Eagles. It's just his bad day. But today, we're meeting the Pharaohs of Egypt at 4 p.m. for the third place match. Yes, we're going all out. Tabajeba, Ajeba, according to my people in the western part of Nigeria would say, if you cannot have a breakfast, you have a lunch. If you cannot have a lunch, you have a dinner. And if you cannot have a dinner, probably you might go on a dry fast. Yes, we're meeting, when I say we, I mean Nigeria is meeting the Pharaohs of Egypt today, 4 p.m. Let's all go out and support our Super Eagles. Now, there have been a couple of songs that have been done for Nigeria, even for Africa, in the last 10, 20, 30 years. We're going to be visiting some of these good songs. And I would love to actually start with the waving flag, Canaan. The waving flag, Canaan, one of my favorite songs. And when we get back, we'll dig deeper into what AFCON 2025 is all about. Stay tuned, people. I'll be back. Okay, my people, we are actually in the bustling stage now. Well, all good and bad. I'm enjoying all the comments. Please, if you want to send your comments, please send it on a WhatsApp message to 0744-881-1570. Once again, 0744-881-1570. I'm enjoying your vibes, people. Yet a lot of people are saying Kunle from Nottingham said, "Bros, I beg, forget Chukwu is a fuck up. He has to stand up for when it matters most." Yes, I know. He's one of the most important stage of his career, of his life, for himself and for his country. But please, bro, he's not God. He's not perfect. It happens. And like what my people will say in this part of the world where I am, they said, shit happens. Please, forgive Chukwueze. I beg you in the name of God. Forgive Chukwueze. Steve said, yes, he is not perfect, but as a professional, he should know what is at stake at that particular point in time. Yes, Steve, I know. I agree perfectly. But if I can give you a scenario, even doctors in the theater, they do make mistakes. Engineers, they make mistakes. Even our mechanics, they make mistakes when they prepare our cars. So, despite the fact that you have paid for what they are supposed to do, they make mistakes. So, mistakes come. Please, let's give Chukwueze another chance. Please, don't let us condemn Chukwueze. I beg you in the name of God. Please. Now, talking about today's match, like I said, we're starting at 4 p.m. We're facing the Pharaohs of Egypt. Just like the Algerians did. I don't know. Some people said it is AI. Some people said it is not. But they threatened us that they are going to send us back to Sambisa Forest. And then we replied them with 2-0. The Egypt have not done that. They have not done any AI. They have not done any social media messages or whatever. But one of them have actually said that they're going to deal with us. And we have been trying to reach out to our Super Eagles that, look, nope, don't take it for granted. We are beating Egypt today. Yes. Oh, this is good. This is coming from one of our listeners. His name is Basharon Inka. He said, I should put it up here that anybody that is able to predict today's game would earn £200. Wow. Please send me your name and your prediction to 0744-881-1570. And if at the end of today's game you are able to predict the correct score, Basharon Yinka said you would get a £200 reward. Keep it coming. Keep it sending. Now, still talking about today's game. A lot of Nigerians have mobilized themselves to go and give the Super Eagles all the maximum support. Unfortunately, during our match with Morocco for the semi-final, a lot of concerns were raised. I saw a lot of videos going around where the Moroccans went to take our goalkeeper's towel, thinking it is juju. They took the white one, they took the black one. The guy could not use that to, ease himself, soak up his sweat and all that. And we all know what if not Africans are capable of. They will do anything to win. The CAF needs to look into all that. The referee from Ghana have come under a lot of bashing. I'm not a CAF official, but for someone who understands football very well, some of his decisions were questionable. Trust me. They were questionable. And as at now, I'm not sure if NFF has done any official complaint to CAF, but I hope they do so that all these things can be rectified. The tournament is the biggest football tournament we have in Africa, and everybody has to come fair and square. It's not about sentiment. It's not about because it is Nigeria. No, it's not because it is Nigeria, but it is because it is football. And football comes with a lot of clarity, a lot of merit. And just like my friend said, when I say my friend, she's my friend, don't make no doubt that Shakira na my friend. We see the waka waka. On this particular note, we see the waka waka. On AFCON 2025, we see the waka waka. Shakira, make we waka waka small jare. Be back.
Up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. It's time for Africa. Listen to your guide, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. Y vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed them, this is your moment. Hesitation. Today's your day. I feel it. You pave the way. You believe it. If you get down, get up. Oh, oh. When you get down, get up. Hey, hey. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. Tamina, mina, hey, hey. Waka, waka, hey, hey. Tamina, mina, sangalewa.
My people, the whole studio is bubbling here. My producer is with me, giving me that very maximum support. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. If you think I'm talking about wonderful, that's his name. We're making another surprise. So his name now, wonderful. I don't know where person did be wonderful. I don't know whether he did wonderful on his own self, but his name is wonderful. Fantastic, fantastic guy. Very fantastic guy. Yes, like I said, keep sending your messages 0744-881-1570. We are still vibing with Marshall on this very good Saturday on your numero uno, your number one Afrobeat radio station, Radio Africana from Manchester, United Kingdom. Yes, somebody said, please tell the Super Eagles coach to rest all the regular players and what did he say? And field all the players that have not been part of the game because they are hungry to express themselves. Okay. Yes, that's a good one. Because like someone said yesterday during one of my regular interactions with Nigerians in diaspora, they said there are still some players that have not, you know, been tested, that they should give them the opportunity to express themselves too. But somebody counts out that, look, it's a third place match. The first, the second has been determined already by tomorrow. So the third should be determined today, and we must put in our very best. And I said that I think we need to leave that to the coach to determine who is fit enough. It's not about whether he's Adam or whether he's Cain or Abel or whatever, but it's about who is okay, who is good to go to give us the best today, because we cannot afford to lose today's match. It will be a big blow to Nigerians. And still talking about that, we also looked at football from the angle of unification. Like we have always said, it's a unifying factor for Nigerians from the northern part, from the western part, from the eastern part, from the southern part. Once our Super Eagles are playing, we don't see an Hausa, we don't see an Igbo, we don't see a Yoruba, we don't see an Edo or a Delta, Isekiri, Wari, whatever. We see a Nigerian. And we have always appealed to the government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to explore and exploit this particular factor. It is a unifying factor. And according to the public relations practitioners, according to the mobilization practitioners, according to the lobbying practitioners, they have consistently advocated for the federal government of Nigeria to take up this very small but very, very important factor to use to unify Nigerians. They are getting there, according to what they said, and we hope they will get there. And still on today's match, based on what I'm getting on my WhatsApp messages, 0744-881-1570. Somebody said the coach's method is not what we are used to. He is saying 4-3-2-1 is what we have always used, but somebody countered and said no, it's been 4-4-2. And somebody said, what happened to our right wing and left wing? That in a long time, the Super Eagles have not used our right wing and left wing, and that has always been our angle of strength when it comes to our attack. We remember the days of the Emmanuel Amunike, the George Finidi on the right, Amunike on the left, and we have the Amokachi and the Rashidi Yekini in the front. We have the Okocha in the middle. Oh my God, those were these. Okay, somebody said, as at now, the best Super Eagles we have had so far was USA 94. Wow. I don't think I was born that time. USA 94. LOL. Yes, some people are still insisting that that was our best team so far. We won the Nations Cup and we went to the World Cup in USA. USA 94. That what we had. Okay, sorry. Somebody said what we have now is individual talents, not a team. Francisca said what we have now is individual talent and not a team. That for us to win today's match, we must work and play as a team, not as individuals. Okay, we get that. We keep sending all these things to our contact person in Casablanca. I don't know where the match is taking place today. It's taking place at Stade Mohammed in Casablanca. Yes, I get it. State Mohammed V Stadium in Casablanca. We'll get all your views sent to them, and we hope they are able to get it. Yes, still talking about today's match. We're building it up. We're popping it up. We want to go on the carry go level now. Austin Milado, let's carry go. Let's carry go. Today is 4 p.m. Nigeria is beating Egypt today. Inshallah. Let's go. Austin.
Super Eagles, waiting they happen, waiting they share, we want no. Shayna Winch, I've been landing, no matter their plan, no, we go still they fly.
The Nigeria soccer day, oh, the system we they show. We know they fear challenge, oh, Super Eagles carry go. NFA, shine your eyes,
shine them well, well.
Ayobo, make you tell me where you dey. Papilo, make you tell me where you dey. Eric Ejo, for make you tell me where you dey. Walele, walele, where you dey?
Walele,
yeah, oh.
My brother, where you dey?
Say walele, walele, where you dey?
Walele,
my brother, where you dey? Okocha, make you tell me where you dey. Aga Wonder, make you tell me where you dey. Okoronko, make you tell me where you dey. Sega Ruba, make you tell me where you dey. police say make you tell me where you dey oh. Who dey say make you tell me where you dey? Ike showroom make you tell me where you dey.
Walele, 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 walele.
Make you tell me where you do, walele, walele. Make you tell me where you do, walele. Tayo Mustafa, tell me where you do, walele. Labuka, tell me where you do, walele. Ibile, tell me where you do, walele. Asabekri, tell me where you do, walele. Yes, this is a big shout out to the Akinrogun of Oro Kingdom, the president, Nigerian Community Association, Greater Manchester, Alhaj, my own good brother, who became the Akinrogun of Oro Kingdom. Congratulations, bro. We're bringing something so dynamic to the Nigerian community this year, and we're going to be sharing it on this program in subsequent episodes. But I want us to still be bubbling with our today's match. Yes, we are winning. God give us this day. We are winning. At least for something to just compensate us, for something to compensate the boys for what they have done. They put in their best. Somebody said on my WhatsApp message 0744-881-1570 that if there is anything the boys should do is just to win today's match. Coming from Sheyi said, for losing to Morocco was a big loss, but they need to compensate Nigerians by winning today's match. I agree totally with you, my brother. I agree totally with you. Yes, that is one thing we must do. Ralph said, nice one, my brother. Good presentation, good interaction. Thank you so much. Like I always say on this program, it's not an official program, it's an unofficial, it's an informal program, it's an interactive program. The only thing we will really appreciate is if you can just interact with me on my WhatsApp level 0744-881-1570. Because it's of the peculiarity of the program, we cannot make it an a calling program, but we can always interact on WhatsApp. And that's why I always relay everybody's message when I go live on TikTok. Ralph said, nice one, my brother. Even if we lose, even if we could not go to World Cup, we must be able to get something from the Nations Cup. I totally, totally agree with you. Now, somebody said the issue of Victor Osimhen and Lookman's altercation has not been addressed. Well, to the best of my knowledge, I think it has been addressed. And we all know what football is all about. It's about passion. It's about sentiment. Issues will come up, even in the class, even at workplace. We have issues with our colleagues. Yes, a lot of people said Osimhen should not have openly condemned him or, you know, talked to him that way. Probably should have been done in the dressing room when they are alone one-on-one. I quite agree with that too. But on the field of play, things get heated up. Emotions burst up. And you can say anything, you can do anything, please. I think the issue has been addressed. They still remain best of friends. And both of them have come up to say, no, look, guys, it happens. It's on the field of play. We all get to express ourselves in whatever way or whatever manner. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So please, don't let us bring that to today's spirit, eh? Hey, Shiggy, we must win, oh. Hey, who no, go no, who no sabi, ego sabi. we must win. And that is when somebody like Austin will say, if today no go win, we must do do rima. If we must win, we must do do rima. If we no go win, we must do do rima. But the dodo rima must equal to winning. Austin, my guy from way back, dodo rima. I'll be back in a bit.
Super Eagles, check it, we are back again. See my boys, them tapping on the pitch again. We don't come, we don't run, make them clear the way. West Africa, Africa, so now we dey throw the blaze. Them be dey underrate, but now we dominate. So now we dey set the pace for them to emulate. Since we dey tap, we dey score, and we dey dribble. Them dey fall, and we dey shoot, we dey push, we dey show them. Them dey fall, and we dey. Walele, where you dey?
Walele, my brother, where you dey? Walele,
walele, walele, where you dey?
Walele, my brother, where you dey? Walele,
Obi Mikel. Captain, where you be?
Walele.
Iyana Chokele Kele, where you be?
Walele.
Ogeyona Z, Rogedo, where you be?
Walele.
Namedi Musa Speedy, where you be?
Walele.
Wifredo Ndidi, where you do?
Walele.
Ojo Igalo, where you do?
Walele.
Blues boy Victor Moses, where you be?
Walele.
Walking on Alexi Obi, where you be?
Walele.
Walele, walele, where you do?
Walele.
Lele,
my brother, where you do? Walele.
Say walele, walele, where you do?
Walele,
my brother, where you do?
Walele.
Ojimo Wala, where them be?
Walele.
Leon Balogun, where you dey?
Walele.
William Cruz, Ekongo, where you dey?
Walele.
Ataki Moses, Simon, where you dey?
Walele.
Edas in nature, Jile, you too much.
Walele.
I don't lie, the show, you too much. Oh.
Walele.
Wagere Karetebo, Ataki Machine.
Walele.
Ike Chuku Ezenwa, Supercar.
Walele.
Adani Akbe, Yakbebe, where you dey?
Walele.
Wala Luwadi, Ayina Joel Obi.
Walele.
Omikele Agunge, Beloke Chuku.
Walele.
Johnny Ogu Junior Ajayi. Kenneth Omero Uchago. Akali Keme get well soon. Tyron Egwey I day with you. Anthony Wakeme Francis Uzoho. Awazem Chigoze Steven Ed. Brian Ido Wooten Versatility. Henry Onyeku no stopping you.
Walele,
walele, where you do?
Walele, where you do?
Walele, walele, where you do?
Walele,
my brother, where you do?
Walele.
Ah, dodo rima. Lele, ah, dodo. Yo, koko, dodo. 1980 Nations Cup, oh,
dodo rima.
I remember Nigeria, we know.
Dodo rima.
I'm not gonna forget it, German, Chuku,
dodo
rima. I'm not gonna forget it, Emmanuel.
My people, the whole studio is bubbling. My people are here. We are ready, getting ready at 4 p.m. to teach, to deal, to show the pharaohs of Egypt what Nigeria is capable of as far as football is concerned. I'm enjoying all the messages on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. Once again, 0744 881-1570. Bliss, that's what you call yourself. You said, cheers, my brother. Nice one. I'm enjoying your program. Thank you so much. And you asked that, can we go through details of the AFCON 2025? What is all about? Okay. Yes, we can. I'll try my best to give you, you know, tidbits of what AFCON 2025 is all about. The 2025 African Cup of Nations, known in short as 2025 AFCON, and some people call it CAN, is the 35th edition of the biennial African Cup of Nations tournament organized by CAF, and it takes place every two years. Currently, Morocco is the host of the current edition. This edition of the tournament was scheduled to be the second after 2019 to take place in the Northern Hemisphere in order to reduce scheduling conflicts with European club teams and all that. But at the end of the day, Morocco was given the hosting rights to host the 35th edition of the Nations Cup. Now, in terms of marketing, the chief marketer of this current tournament is called Total Energies. If you look at most of the matches we have watched so far, you would have seen Total Energies. They are the official sponsor of the current tournament. And in terms of the mascot, the tournament mascot is named Assad. I hope I am able to correct that. And it was revealed on December 8, 2025. It's more like a Barbary lion, a reference to Morocco's national animal. And you know, Morocco's national team is named Atlas Lions. So the mascot is more of a Barbary lion. And for the match football, it's a Puma football. It was unveiled on November 10, 2025 to reflect the affiliation between Puma, a sports organization, and the tournament. And for the official song is called Africalese. Africalese, that's the official song for the tournament, which stands as one of the tournament's emblems, fusing sporting favor, cultural identity, and a message of continental unity. It's conceived as a Pan-African anthem. Africalese is performed by three artists whose styles complement each other perfectly. Beninois diva Angelique Kidjo, a global icon of African music, Moroccan singer Latiste, a key figure in the urban and international music scenes, and Moroccan artist Jalene. These three artists came together to do the official song. Yes, interestingly, please listen to this, brothers. Somebody was asking me, what is the prize money for the winner? FIFA has announced that the winners will receive $10 million. The last edition in 2023, the winner received $7 million, but this time around the winner is receiving $10 million. Let me emphasize, $10 million is for the winner. I don't have details of what the second and third prize cash prize is. I don't have it, but for the winner it's a $10 million. One, maybe make a go to practice football now. I got to $10 million. Vera Chukwu said something. Let's listen to her concerning our Super Eagles. We'll come back and discuss how we are going to share the $10 million. Vera, where you there?
from young and we thrive. We've come so far and we stand. We spread our wings and we fly. Super eagles.
Yes. We are bubbling. It is bubbling. It's bubbling. Uma bubble, kekes keke, umbubu. Adewale, ayuba, kekes keke, umbubu. Yes, it is bubbling. Even from the studio, it is bubbling. Eniola from London said I should talk about the host cities and the stadiums for the AFCON 2025. Okay, let me quickly go through that for those who don't know. We have 9 stadiums, or is it stadia? I beg your pardon, for the tournament. In Agadir, we have the Adra Stadium with a capacity of 45,480. Seats, 45,480 seats. That's in Agadir. In Casablanca, we have the State Mohammed V Stadium with 45,000 seats. In Fez, we have the Fez Stadium with 45,000 seats. In Marrakech, yes, Marrakech, beautiful city. I enjoyed my 2-week stay when I went to Marrakech a few years ago. Marrakech Stadium, and in Marrakech we have three host cities. We have the Marrakech Stadium, 45,240 seats. We have the Prince Mole Abdullah Stadium with 69,500 seats. And we also have the Mole Azan Stadium with 22,000 seats. Those three are in Marrakech. And in Rabat we have two. Rabat Olympic Stadium, 21,000 seats. Al Medina Stadium, 18,000 seats. And in Tangier, we have Tangier Grand Stadium. That perhaps is the biggest stadium among all these 9 host cities with 75,500 seats. Wow. But today's final match is happening at Mohammed V Stadium, and we are all moving. We are getting ready. Oh, Africa, Akon, Are we ready? Yes, Africa is ready. We're sending a message to the world that, yes, we are Africa. We are Africans. We can do what any other continent also can do. Going by feelers, from what we have gotten so far, is one of the best and most organized football tournaments in the world. Trust me. Africa Cup of Nations 2025, Maroc 25, Akon, oh Africa, let's hear him. Africa, oh Africa, oh Africa, yes, we are on the global stage, we are on the global radar, we are on the global line, we are on the global lane, yes, and we need to celebrate ourselves. If we no celebrate ourselves, who go celebrate us? I beg, yes, don't forget, there is a cash prize of the best prediction of £200 coming from Bacheron. Send your prediction to 0744-881-1570. For today's third place match, holding at 4 p.m. in Morocco. This is the worst part of this program, when I want to say goodbye. I don't like saying goodbye. But trust me, like I said earlier, we're coming up with a lot of initiatives, a lot of innovations in the coming editions. And you will be the first to know that. My guy, my brother, my main man, Davido, Eresta and Fresh Montana, they did a song that I love so much. Let's close this program with that, and until we meet same time next week, keep being yourself, brother. Keep being yourself, sisters. Be good. See ya. Bye.
Still in the show, we go from fast to slow. We know that this is our fit. Watch out, they get melodic. We gonna let the world know how we keep the ball in control.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's how we roll. Oh yeah, yeah, God in control. Oh yeah, yeah, that's how we roll. Oh yeah, yeah, God in control. Whoa.
Like home, look how far we done grown. From the bottom to the throne, put our lives on these songs. Ran the world, wave your flag. No brakes, just all gas. We ain't stopping, going past. Real champions know the task.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's how we roll. Oh, yeah. God in control. Oh, yeah, yeah,
day, day.